Today, we've got a packed episode for you, filled with updates on recent tournaments and some heartfelt moments as we remember a great figure in the chess world.
That's right. But first, let's take a moment to honor the legacy of Fredrik Olafsson, who recently passed away. He was a remarkable Icelandic grandmaster and the first to represent his country on the global chess stage.
Absolutely. Olafsson was a six-time national champion and a two-time Nordic chess champion. He also served as the president of the International Chess Governing Body, FIDE, from 1978 to 1982. His contributions to chess and his beloved presence in the community will be missed.
Thank you for joining us in that moment of reflection. Now, let's dive into some exciting tournament news.
Yes! The second tournament of the Freestyle Chess Grand Slam is set to take place in Paris, France from April 7th to 14th. It's going to be a star-studded event featuring elite players like Gukesh Domarju and Magnus Carlsen.
The tournament kicks off with a single round-robin format using a 10-plus 10-time control. After that, 8 out of the 12 players will advance to the knockout stage, which will be played with classical time controls.
And if there's a tie, we'll see some thrilling Armageddon rounds. Speaking of excitement, the first day of the quarterfinals already saw Magnus Carlsen and Ian Nepomniachtchi are the winners of the rapid preliminary of the Freestyle Chess Grand Slam in Paris.
That's a great start for him. Now, shifting gears to the Women's World Championship, Juwenjun is really showcasing her skills. GM Juwenjun has scored a third win in 4 games to take a commanding 4-2 lead over GM Tanjongi into the second half of the 2025 FIDE Women's World Championship.
Ju was the world champion in 2018 and successfully defended her title in 2020 and 2023. It's impressive to see her continue to dominate the chess scene.
That wraps up our episode for today. As the summer is approaching, there are going to be a lot of high-level chess events in the coming months, which will give us so much of news to report on the coming podcast episodes. Thanks for tuning in to the Chess Gaja podcast. You should also check out the Chess Gaja website to know about exciting online summer chess classes that will help you get better at the game.